Coming on 2 years ago, I was considering whether to come to UCC, and I had heard of and met this person, Bob Scott, and quite frankly, don't tell him this, I was intimidated by him just a little bit, because I'd heard all these great things. I'd been to chamber music at the Barn, and I knew his legacy here was so rich and full, and it just kind of put me a little bit on my heels. But the first thing that happened when I got here was that Bob sang two songs for me. He dedicated them to me. And then he invited me to come out to the farm. And we shared a meal around a table with others. And then I invited him through the fellowship dinner process, and he and Patsy came to our house and ate together. And then we sang together as a congregation. And then we worked together, and Bob always comes up to me week after week and says, "Hi, I'm Bob Scott." Maybe he does that to you all too. But anyway, Bob fostered the relationship that we have now. And that's what this table is also about. It's about fostering relationships with people from the past and people in the future, and all of us together, working and learning together and meeting the needs of the community together. And so in love, we gather around the table to taste and see what love can be. This is a day of new beginnings. Our God is making all things new. As always, we invite everyone who is here to share in the bread and cup, whether or not you're a member of our church, and make this a time of deep connection, a time where you recognize the passion that we share, the love that we share in Christ. Will the ushers please come forward?
ushers come forward? Everything that Midas touched turned to gold. He thought it was a blessing. He found it to be a curse. His food turned to gold. His child turned to gold. Here we see the reverse of the Midas touch. God turns our gold into truth and comfort, into a voice proclaiming the good news, into a hand helping the sick, into a force striking free the chains of sin, into life everlasting. We bring our money today so that he may transform it into something truly valuable. Heavenly Father, as we pause now to thank you so much for the gifts that you have given us, we do thank you for the tithes and offerings that have been offered today. We ask that you multiply them, bless them, and use them in a way that's pleasing in your sight. These things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.